Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your spiritual kickoff of the week, and I'm excited to have you here. And we're digging into some scripture this week that it's been on my heart. I'm so glad we're getting a chance to actually go through this and unpack it a little bit, because, guys, this is scripture that you need to have cemented in your hearts, okay? Now, we're going to be in the book of Galatians, okay, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So guys, we're going to unpack this. I'm going to give you some insight from some areas that I studied trying to prepare for the spiritual kickoff that hopefully you'll be able to simplify and apply to your life. Now, first of all, we need to understand, where is Galatians, right? Again, this is one-on-one stuff. I do not want to just gloss over it. So that is a New Testament. And this, you have to go past your gospel. So you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you have Acts and Romans. Then you have 1st and 2nd Corinthians. And then you get to Galatians, okay? Not a very long letter at all. And Paul is giving a great breakdown here of the relation of the flesh and the spirit, okay? When you get to this part in chapter 5, he's talking about flesh and spirit. And he tells us to walk by the spirit. And if we do that, our flesh will not win out, okay? And that's important to remember. If you walk with the spirit, the flesh won't win. The spirit always wins, okay? And he gives some explicit things that if we live by, the flesh will manifest in our lives. He really points that out. So he points to some key areas here: immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, strife, jealousy, anger, disputes, envy, drunkenness, and more. Guys, that's a big list, right? It's a big list of things that could go wrong, and we need to be very aware of those. And all of those, he said, will prohibit us from inheriting the kingdom of God. Now, that's big. We need to remember that. Each one of those areas will prohibit us from inheriting the kingdom of God. So what he then does is walks through the fruit that will be prevalent when we surrender to the Spirit and walk in his ways. Now, remember the Spirit we're talking about here, the Holy Spirit, right? So walking right through them, let's look at each and see what the opposite would be. Because sometimes it helps me as a guy if just to have both ends of the spectrum, right? The good, the bad, the pretty, the ugly, things like that. So let's just look at it. So number one, love. Right out the gate, he calls us love. That's an easy one. Hate. So you have one end of the spectrum, love. The other end of the spectrum being hate. Then joy. Immediately, when I thought joy, I went to sadness. So if you're joy, you're full of this light, and the opposite end of that is sad. Peace, war, that makes sense, right? You're either at peace or you're at war. Patience, agitation. Okay. So I'm either a patient person or I'm getting very agitated. Kindness to hostility. Right. So just think about where you are. Kindness and hostility. Goodness, evil. Faithfulness, disloyalty. So you have faithful, then you have disloyal type of approach. Gentleness, that could just be hard. You know, I'm a gentle person. I'm very, very, very giving versus I'm hard. I'm not going to move on this position. And then the last one is self-control. Compare that to instability. Like I have self-control. I'm very stable in my actions versus I have no idea what's going to happen. Right. And I think we all know people who are like that. Sometimes I've even been like that myself, you know, or it's just, you give into the flesh. So now we've gone through those nine, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we talked about the opposites, hatred, sadness, war, agitation, hostility, evil, disloyalty, hardship, instability, right? And we already talked about the things earlier that Paul is pointing out that if we walk in the flesh, it's going to walk us down this path. Now, I want you to do something. I want you to think about the last 48 hours. What ways have you shown the fruit of your spirit in your interaction with others? This is a hard exercise to do. I get it. But this is what spiritual kickoffs are about. They're supposed to be moving you and challenging you. Okay. So if this is convicting you, it's okay. It convicts me too. When I think about the last 48 hours, just looking at for me personally, from when I'm recording this spiritual kickoff right now, I probably did not show the best patience to my children. I had several instances where I was not showing patience. And then I also was not the most loving. You know, sometimes I can be, when I get impatient or when I get stressed out, I get very, very, very snippish, where I'll snip and say things I shouldn't. So there, you know, there are a couple of areas that immediately come up in my mind when I think through the fruit in the last 48 hours. Okay. So often the fruit of joy, again, patience, gentleness, maybe these are things that you struggle with. And those areas that are in my life that I just told you about, that I have to be in tune about. And I need to understand that, you know what? If I'm going to get stronger in these areas, I need to recognize when I'm not walking in that fruit. But the key to all of this is knowing the fruit. This is a non-negotiable verse, guys. You have to know this. This is one you need to memorize. You need to go in and highlight it in your Bible. Maybe you need to write it down on a card, whatever you need to do, put it as a note in your phone. But this is one you just need to repeat over and over and over. Crazy, funny story on how I learned this song. A couple of years ago, our vacation Bible school had a song called The Fruit of the Spirit. And in that song, it's a funny song, but it had a little dance routine with it. I even learned that, right? But I'll tell you what, for me and the kids that went through that VBS, there's not a single one of them that does not know The Fruit of the Spirit. And again, it could be a silly song or whatever method you need, but get this one down. Because we need to remember, a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. And that bad tree also cannot produce good fruit. So we need to understand what God is telling us and what the Holy Spirit is telling us and the fruit of the Spirit. And we need to see that in our lives. And we don't have times where we slip. We all are. But if we're in submission to the Holy Spirit, then the fruit will be prevalent in our walk. And others should see it. Now, you guys hear me talk about all the time, mentorship and asking for advice and reaching out for a community. Be careful. When you do reach out, you need to see this fruit. Do you see love in a fellow brother? Do you see joy? Or is that brother constantly pulling you down and sucking the life out the room and always having a conflict of things going on? Is this a peaceful person? Well, they always have drama, you know, drama attracts drama. And just it is, I'm telling you, it's like madness, just pulls you right together, pop, get away from it, because we're called to be at peace. Again, patience. This is one for guys in particular. Chief Center right here speaking. This is what I have to work on the hardest. So, or do you find yourself being patient? And again, when you pray for the fruit, God's not just going to give you patience. What is he going to give you? An opportunity to be patient. Now, what are you going to do with that opportunity? Are you going to exercise that fruit? It's just like a muscle. And then that grows. Then as you exercise it more and more and more, you know what? That muscle gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Just think about how you go to the gym. You rip it. You rip that muscle. It tears down, builds back up. Next thing you know, you're building stronger. You're lifting. If you're lifting for weight, that's how you do it. You slowly build up over time. You tear it, repair it, tear it, repair it. And it constantly gets getting stronger. Same thing with this fruit. How about kindness? When somebody looks at you and thinks about you, are they thinking of a kind person? Or do they see, I better not go here because if I go here, I know I'm going to get my head bitten off. Or goodness. Do you care about others? Right? Faithfulness versus are you a person that people can rely on? Or are you just disloyal? We all know those guys. You got your 3 a.m. buddies and then you got your 5 p.m. buddies. And past 5 p.m., don't call these guys because they're not going to answer. Or if they do, they're going to be too busy to help. And gentleness. Again, take this one back to your wife. Does she see the gentle side of you? Or are you constantly being the hard, stick in the mud, you know, treating her the worst version of you versus the best? Gentleness. And finally, self-control. And guys, for men, we need to exercise self-control every day. Every day. The people around us need to see, but you know what? Yeah, we are powerful. We have a lot of strength. God gave us these bodies, all these different abilities. We can harness it, right? The warrior that can harness that strength and use it as God intends, that's a lion. So start thinking about your life. Start thinking about your question this week. What fruit are you producing? I get it. It can be very difficult to answer yourself, but think about that question. What fruit are you producing? And then take it a little bit further. What do I need to change? Because you know what? Maybe I'm not showing the fruit in these areas. Or maybe you show the fruit at work pretty well. What about home? Or flip it. Maybe you show it at home, but when you get to work, you're a different person. Or you show fruit good at Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, there's a different fruit. We got to remember, every day we have to pick up our cross and follow him. That's it. Deny it, pick it up, follow him. That's what it's all about. So guys, you know, each week for Spiritual Kickoff, for you listeners who may not have accepted Jesus as your savior. You're here listening to the Lion Within Us for some reason. Maybe a buddy told you about it, told you about listening to this redneck from North Carolina talk about Jesus and some of the cool guests we have. I'm glad that you're here. But I don't want you to leave here without having a relationship with Christ, because today could be the day. He could come back today. And this is the only opportunity that you have to accept him. You know, your number may come up today, right? We're not promised tomorrow. And if the number comes up today, where are you going? Are you going to go to heaven? Or are you going to be separated from him? And there's only one way to heaven, and that's through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And the only way to do that, only way, is you have to accept him. You have to, first of all, walk through a few steps here. Admit that you're a sinner. Hey, I have sin in my life. And what is sin, guys? Anything that separates us from God. You need to believe that Jesus is Lord. He's the Son of God. That's it. You know, he's not just some awesome guy we read about in God's word here. He is the Son of God. He came to redeem us. He is our Redeemer. He paid the ultimate penalty for our sin. The penalty has been paid completely in full. There is nothing we can do to overcome it. You can't just be a good guy and get into heaven. That's not what it's about. You have to surrender. And so the last part, confess him as Lord. So you admit that you're a sinner and you believe that he is the Son of God. and then you confess him as Lord, guess what? The Holy Spirit's going to come down. It's going to dwell. It's going to give you a new heart. Welcome to the brotherhood. And at that point, you will have access to this, what we talked about today, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all those areas. Because you now have the Holy Spirit, and you also have the lion within. So again, if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, do us a favor, send us an email, support@thelionwithin.us. And here's why. I want to, first of all, congratulate you, welcome you to the brotherhood. I also want to send you some resources because you just entered the battlefield. And I get it. You may be wondering, what are you talking about, battlefield? I want to share some resources with you. They're going to help you be prepared for the battle that you're in. Because you were in it the whole time. You just didn't realize it. So now the blinders are off. You're in. We want to support to help you come alongside, put an arm around you, give you a hug, welcome you to our community, and get you prepared for the fight. So again, that's support@thelionwithin.us. So guys, if you're enjoying the spiritual kickoffs, share them out with others. Share them with guys in your Sunday school class. Share them with people at your church, with your men's group, at the gym, wherever it needs to happen. Just share it. Give us a rating and review. We were looking the other day. Our ratings and reviews are just not where they should be based off of the downloads that we're getting, guys. So if you're listening to the show, take 2 minutes, click 5 stars, write a 2-sentence rating, a review. That would mean the world. Then go to thelionwithin.us. You need to do this today and join our community because our community is growing. And you're not going to be able to access all the cool things that we have going on with our courses, our events, our resources. All that stuff is in within the community. So take action. Go to thelionwithin.us. Join that community today. That is one thing you can do. Then you'll be part of it. Then you'll be hearing all the different areas that we were able to serve others. And you know what, guys? You may make that connection within the community that you've been needing for a long time. We have mastermind groups going, again, one-on-one coaching. There are all different ways to serve you. Maybe you want to jump in there and grab you a hat or a shirt or something like that. That's fine too, whatever it is. But you're not designed to be alone. Join a community and let's work on that fruit together. So guys, come on back on Wednesday. I got a fun conversation I'm going to be having with a gentleman. I'm going to be unpacking a lot of this fruit, how it manifests in our lives, particularly how it manifests in our marriages. I know this is going to serve you well. Look forward to having you back. Thank you for all the support. Please keep listening, keep sharing, keep showing up, and jump in that community. Cannot overemphasize that enough, guys. That's where I'm spending the time at. I'm there. You can connect with me directly. We'll have conversations. We'll have Zoom meetings and things like that to be able to actually engage and grow together. So get after it. Have some fun this week. Go back, highlight this scripture again. Get this scripture cemented and unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The lion within us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lions Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.